Hello again, everybody. I've been working on something a little bit more thoughtful and a little bit deeper for Christmas, so I haven't done much for a bit. I think it's going to be worth it. But in the meantime, I just wanted to do a hot take on some drama which has been going on. I'd like to offer an opinion on what's happened with Sargon of Akkad being banned from Patreon, particularly the reaction of the social justice types who are all throwing a party about it. One of the more prominent ones, a weird reptile thing called Christy Winters, has made a little video in it, and she's giggling like a moron in it, and she says, well, that's the free market capitalism. And I thought that was interesting because she's kind of right. The reason why she's so fucking vile is that she still thinks she opposes it. When in actual fact, what the modern left do is reinforce whatever mantra global homo corp force onto us. But when somebody has a hate thought, when they flout the morality of the money power, then the left say you must own the consequences of your free speech. And I've seen this quite a lot in the last day or so, and I've been browsing social media, because what it amounts to is them saying it's your fault. It's your fault when you have a hate thought, or it's your fault when Twitter ban you for posting a hate fact. It's your fault when the hate speech police kick your door down in the middle of the night because your dog barked at a person of colour. It's your fault when Patreon boot you off and you lose 12 grand a month. If you don't like the terms and conditions, then go elsewhere. Except you can't do that because Visa and MasterCard will shut down new platforms if they don't like the people on them. But it's still your fault because you're the one who decided to have unpopular opinions anyway. You're still the hater. You're still the bigot. It's your fault. And that's why this leftist mantra of consequences for your actions in this context is terrifying. It's horrific. Because if the jettison all critical thinking, the system is unimpeachable and beyond reproach. If you end up persecuted or unemployable, then that's your fault. If you're making a living online and they try to have you censored, if you then get a real job in the real world, they'll write a letter to your boss and they'll try and get you fired because you're a thought criminal. And in each case, they'll have plausible deniability because a third party will have pulled the trigger. If they don't, then they too will come under suspicion. They'll get the bite of the new inquisitors. So in most cases, you'll just be dropped. And then when you're destitute and starving on the streets and you're going hungry and you can't pay the bills, you'll be told that you've brought it all on yourself. It's your fault. You did it to yourself, Winston. We're going to turn this dial up until your spine snaps. And you brought it on yourself. It's your fault. When the left say that you have to take responsibility for your actions, though, it's usually just expressing an idea or a thought. Implicit in that is the assumption that their morality is dominant. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any repercussions in the first place. When you explain that they'll simply state that these are the norms that people have agreed upon. This is just how things are. Or that this is, or that internet platform has the right to set whatever terms and conditions they like. They can't admit that the power structure is itself leftist because then they'd be tied to it and would have to explain who or what they oppose. After all, they are the power structure, the system. And what then, the curtain would fall on these activists, and you'd see that they're just psychotic, absolutely psychotic. 50 years of critical thinking has led to this. It's led to the most brainwashed lunatics ever to have existed in the Western world. And when they say consequences for your actions, within the present paradigm, they're on the cusp of becoming self-aware, like Skynet and the Terminator. Like those robots with the skeletal robots, and they're becoming conscious of their own power. And then when they march you off to the gulag or the firing squads, bear in mind that it'll be your fault. It'll be in their minds. That's how they'll be thinking of it. This person, I'm marching him off to die in the gulag or to have a life sentence because he hurt the feelings of a Muslim. but it's his fault. It's the path that he chose. Me and the system are morally impeachable. The victims who are about to die brought it on themselves. It's absolutely outrageous. But classic liberalism isn't going to get us out of this mess. It really isn't. See you later, folks.